The Human Rights Commission's warning schools they can't refuse to enrol students or discriminate against them because of their sexual orientation or family status. In a statement, the Commission says while it broadly supports a school's right to maintain and express its religious beliefs and special character, it would be concerned if that meant students or parents were excluded because of their views about marriage or gender. Now, the warning follows controversy surrounding Tauranga's Bethlehem College, a Christian school that specifies marriage is created by God and is between a man and a woman exclusively. Joining us now from the Human Rights Commission is Andre Afamasanga, the Manager of Conversion Practices Response Service. Kia ora, Andre.
Talofalava. Kia ora, Lisa.
Why have you put out this quite detailed statement now?
Well, first of all, the passing of the Conversion Practices Prohibition legislation has allowed or given way for the Commission to provide some education and training in certain settings such as religious settings and school settings and cultural settings to talk about conversion practices. So while what happens in schools doesn't necessarily constitute the level of what is a conversion practices, the ideologies that underpin conversion practices are often religious biblical interpretation, and so there's a place for the Commission to play a role to work with schools and religious settings to talk about what are some of those beliefs that could either lead to conversion practices or have a prohibitive or an exclusionary effect on rainbow communities, for instance.
Right, so if a school states in its principles and beliefs that it doesn't support same-sex marriage or a man and woman together is the only approved relationship in God's eyes, is that discriminatory in and of itself?
Well, I think being the Human Rights Commission, we broadly support the right for people to hold and express even a religious view. That is not in question. I think what is in question is when, and all human rights needs to be balanced, is when those particular views or the practice or expression of those views might have an effect upon people, such as rainbow communities as well. So when one holds that view, I think the bigger conversation here is, how does this view and the expression of that view affect people such as rainbow people or rainbow students within the community? And I think that's a type of conversation that rather than be shut down or sort of be sort of put to the side because people might say, well, this is our religious belief and get used to it, I think there is a space and a time to actually have a mature conversation that is inclusive and to consider how these views might affect a certain community group, for instance.
Yeah, in saying that, the rules around schools require that students feel physically and emotionally safe in the environment, right? So if your school is stating principles and beliefs that, don't make you feel welcome, are they meeting their requirements to provide an emotionally safe environment when they're saying things like the only approved relationship in the eyes of God is between a man and a woman? And if you're not in that kind of relationship, you may feel excluded.
Yeah, I think that is the challenge of the current climate that we live in, actually, and that is for religious schools to consider how does it maintain and express its religious belief and special character in a way that doesn't necessarily have this exclusionary effect upon parents or children.
Is that possible, Andre? Realistically, is that actually possible? When you're saying these things, isn't it exclusionary, full stop?
Well, I think we often in these types of discourse and debate, it's often one type or style of a church, for instance, or a religion that often gets a lot of the space and dominates the debate. But, you know, within Christianity, for instance, there should be accommodation for a wide variety of diverse views and including biblical interpretation. And in fact, there are many Christians, for instance, that allow people to have a coherent identity, and that is someone that is particularly or gay or trans, but also have and also call themselves Christian. So I think that's a mature conversation, and I think we need to be able to look at what are our views, you know, what's a view that's a dead end one, and what's one that we can actually have a broader conversation about and see if the Bible can support an alternate ideological view, for instance. And I do think in terms of schools that just by nature of who schools are and having the academic, being an environment for academic sport, and then perhaps at a religious school, which is, you know, hopefully meant to be more inclusive than the general population. But these are the very types of conversations that I think schools should take seriously, religious settings should take seriously, and really think about.
Is it a dead-end belief if you require a parent of a child to sign up to basically a charter which states that the school recognises one relationship and one relationship only? Is that a dead-end belief, to use your words?
I wouldn't want to say that. I think people have their beliefs and they've got a right to those. I think those schools that are meant to provide an environment where students feel emotionally and physically safe, that is the question, and that's the challenge for schools. How do you provide that environment? How do you uphold your religious belief? And at the same time, how do you make sure that students that find themselves at an intersection are not feeling that there is no place for them? Mind you, some of these students might be questioning their sexuality. They might be rainbow themselves and have grown up in this religious community where they are feeling such a strong affinity to the beliefs, but this is a part of them that they can't throw away. And I often find as a former pastor that unfortunately there only seems to be sort of one way out, and that is sort of either agreement with a dominant religious view, and if you don't, then you have to walk out. And I just would hope that here in Aotearoa there might be another alternative pathway.
Given what you're saying then, have you had a conversation with Bethlehem College?
So the commission has written to Bethlehem College to express their views and to also sort of request a meeting. And I think in general, especially given our work around the conversion practices prohibition legislation, is that this is the type of approach that we'd like to see more of. We'd like to not only meet with schools to hear their concerns in religious settings, we actually want to help facilitate a mature discussion going forward. And that includes sitting down with schools and school boards and to actually have these sort of gritty conversations, really, and to find out together how can we uphold all human rights and balance them in such a way that really centres the safety of a child in a school or a student in a school.
Thank you for joining us this evening. That is Andre Afamasanga, who is from the Human Rights Commission.